21st of November at the Pullian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Starting time is 7:30 p.m.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're hearing a lot about the H1N1 virus and the danger to children. And one of the things that's brought out is that many of the children who are really in serious problems when they contract H1N1 are obese, and they come to the hospital way out of proportion and have to go to the intensive care unit. And that's because, of course, when you're excessively obese, why, your tidal volume, the amount of air that you can take in and out, is encroached upon because of all of the abdominal fat. So they're much more susceptible, theoretically, to pulmonary problems and pneumonia from the H1N1. And certainly, two-thirds of the children who've got into problems with H1N1 have had other medical problems, many of them specifically listed as obesity. We know that as of probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, less than 100 children in the United States had died, that certainly two-thirds of them had other physical problems. That would mean maybe about 33 children, healthy children, had died. That means that in a country with about 33 million children, your child has about a 1 in a million chance of dying from H1N1. Furthermore, with the incidence of your possibility of getting hit by a lightning bolt, about 1 in 250,000, why, you've got four times as much chance of getting hit by a lightning bolt, your child, as dying from H1N1. But, of course, any child's death is something we should be concerned about. And then, of course, the thought came to mind, well, what is, what's causing all this obesity in children? And one of the causes, certainly, is the ingestion of aspartame. We know that it produces pathological obesity. It's in all of our diet drinks. And so many overweight people and fat people and morbidly fat people are drinking diet drinks because they're addictive, because there's no sugar in them. They think it's going to help them to take off weight, whereas actually it's going to actually facilitate weight gain. And then, of course, is aspartame, does it affect the immune system? In other words, do people who have ingest aspartame, NutraSweet, this poison that's in so much of our food, does it affect their ability to combat infection, which of course you need if you do have an H1N1 infection? So there's nobody better to talk about this than Betty Martini, who's given her life to try to explain to the American people that they're poisoning our children. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. So happy to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And so the question is, does aspartame influence the immune system?
Well, aspartame destroys the immune system. That's why there's so much chronic fatigue, is because of the destruction of the immune system. And at the basis of so much is the fact that aspartame damages the mitochondria, or that's the powerhouse of the cell. That's the reason that it interacts with drugs and vaccines. It's causing so many problems in so many ways. And then here's something that very few people know, is that aspartame is an adjuvant itself. You think of the adjuvants in vaccines like squalene and mercury ethimazole. But Dr. James Bowen wrote an article called Aspartame Murders Infants, and he explained some of the things that aspartame is, like a teratogen causing birth defects, a chelating agent, and an adjuvant, which is an immune stimulator. So when you're talking about all these the cases of H1N1, and you read all the experts' information, they say most of the people that are being hurt the most are those with mitochondrial dysfunction. So we have a really serious problem also with aspartame interacting with the vaccines. And as to the obesity, I was looking up the statistics on it, and it said 55 million are overweight, 40 million obese, 3 million morbidly obese, and 8 out of 10 over 25 overweight, 78% of Americans not meeting basic activity, 25% sedentary, 76% increase in type 2 diabetes in adults 30 to 40 years old since 1990. Here you have another problem, because aspartame actually can precipitate diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy and destroys the optic nerve, interacts with insulin, causes diabetics to go into convulsions. So aspartame first makes you obese because it makes you crave carbohydrates, and then, of course, that it could trigger or precipitate, rather, diabetes. So we know that with the swine flu and even the seasonal flu, how many people are being hurt, and we know that a lot of them are obese, and we know that it's affecting the aspartame victims the worst. So maybe that helps people to understand. And the best thing to do, of course, is to get off of it. And there have the first alarm that I got about the H1N1 virus was from Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he sent me a note, and he said, "Betty," he said, "this is going to kill thousands, and it's going to maim millions." And he says, "You need to get the word out," and he sent a paper. So we set up a vaccine information box on www.mpwhi.com. That stands for Mission Possible World Health International, if you forget the initials, and at the top is a vaccine box. And here's what he's saying. And
Hold on, Betty. Hold on until we get back from this break. We'll be right back with Betty Martini right here at the American Institute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning, Betty Martini, who is leading the battle worldwide to expose the fact that they're poisoning our children intentionally and purposely and maliciously with aspartame. Of course, they're poisoning all of us, but they have targeted children. And, of course, the aspartame they put in their chewing gum. They put it in the jams and jellies that so many of us eat. They put it in the baby formulas. And unless you understand that they use all sorts of names to conceal it, and of course, this is well known to be a deadly poison. It was kept out of the food for 15 years by the FDA when Donald Rumsfeld's company wanted to get it in. He was the president of J.D. Searles. It wasn't until the Reagan came into office and Rumsfeld was allowed to put his man in the FDA that they were able to introduce this poison that's destroyed the lives of countless millions of people, not only in America, but throughout the world. Well, Betty was just telling us that Russell Blaylock, Dr. Russell Blaylock, a personal friend of mine, had contacted her about the H1N1 epidemic and, of course, the vaccine. So pick the story up there. What did Russell tell you about the disease and about the vaccine?
Well, first of all, the article about it is, as I told you, on the website, goes into great detail, and we also have his article on what to do if you're forced to take it. But one of the main things that he told me was that they're going to vaccinate pregnant women first, and if they take this vaccine, their children could be born autistic or schizophrenic. And now there is a blog on the Internet of pregnant women who have taken it. And what's happening is that they are miscarrying their babies. So you've got three problems. They lose their baby, and or the children could be born autistic or schizophrenic, or it could happen later on in life. So this is a very serious problem. And then it was interesting that there was an article on the Internet that came over about Tamiflu and its resistance with H1N1, and it had been found that some years ago about its resistance to the seasonal flu. And what they're doing, people getting H1N1, and then they're giving them Tamiflu, and in the, and there was one case that I added to show the people that came in the Daily Mail about a woman by the name of Susan Ford, who got the flu, and they gave her the Tamiflu. She was 35 weeks pregnant, and when they gave her the Tamiflu, she died. So this is some of the reasons that Dr. Blaylock wanted to warn. He said, you know, you could take vitamin D, and he gives a lot of supplements and things that people can do to prevent the flu, and but to stay away from these, you know, these deadly vaccines. And as you know, that in the Ukraine,
vitamin C, selenium, the use of resveratrol, all of these things are good homeopathic.
Absolutely. And we have a list of them, you know, on the web, and a vitamin D flyer from Dr. Tenpenny, who's done a lot of work on this. So that there are things that you can do, and as you probably know, there's an actual plague in the Ukraine, and people are dying there, and there is a question as to what it actually is. In some cases, they say the lungs are black. And then there was someone who is a pathologist. A report came in yesterday and was talking about it mutating and another virus. But the problem is, with all the things that they're doing, it's very serious. If you go to the World Health Organization on their website, it actually says that they can release a virus into the atmosphere to fast-track the vaccine. And the patent on H1N1 is dated 2005. So, in other words, they made this, and then they made the vaccine. They started giving out, you know, all these vaccines, and now we've got a fast, rapidly growing plague. So people have to be warned to protect themselves because, you know, there's, for instance, there was a microbiologist by the name of Moshe, M-O-S-H-E, Dylan, who called into Dr. Ott's L.A. radio program about Baxter's laboratory in the Ukraine and that it was actually bioweapon, this vaccine, and he was arrested. But, you know, a couple months later, all of a sudden, you've got this plague in the Ukraine, and which is exactly what he was talking about. This was Baxter in the Ukraine. And the horrors that are going on around the world and the people that are dying are, I mean, you just don't know how to stop it and get out information fast enough because, you know, Don Harkins, who owned the Idaho Observer before he died recently, you know, one of the things he said was 80% of the population is going to roll up their sleeve just because they were told to. And so what Dr. Blaylock is saying, you really better investigate this. And it's all over the Internet. You could Google dangers of vaccines or H1N1. You can find good information from physicians like Dr. Blaylock on what you can do to protect yourself and the supplements that you can take. But it's tragic. They're giving it to children, and there are reports on what it can do later in life. And Dr. Blaylock wrote an excellent article, which is also on Google, that if you take a certain amount of just the seasonal flu, you know, like six of them within 10 years, then, you know, you can end up with Alzheimer's. And what we're having with the problem with these aspartame victims, we had one victim, Vicki Woodland, who called me. She pulled over to the side of the road and called and said that I'd gotten her off aspartame some years ago. She accidentally, I think, gets it, but she said she thought she was dying. I said, have you just taken the flu shot? And she said, yes, she was in congestive heart failure. And you hear that these people, as they take the flu, they actually get the flu. And, in fact, this happened to my husband and I when we were in Italy. We spent an afternoon with a couple of people that had taken a back-to-back cruise. And so they said, well, just before we left, we took the flu vaccine. I said, oh, dear, you're going to get the flu. She says, well, we already did, but that was in the last 2 weeks and we're fine. Famous last words, when we got back 2 weeks later, we both had the flu and we were just sick for weeks. All because they had taken it. And that flu mist, they actually admit, if you're around people who've taken the flu mist, that you can get it for 21 days. And these are reports all over the Internet. And if you even read the insert, and we have it on the website, it says that basically it doesn't protect you from the flu. And so you really should read the insert of what it says. And a lot of doctors have, you know, have said they're not going to give it. Just like in Germany, the German doctor said they're not going to give it. Poland got contaminated vaccine. And so you see these problems all over the world. And, of course, the ones that are going to be harmed the most are people using aspartame. That's NutraSweet Equal Spoonful E951. We recommend that people get off of it right away. First of all, nobody should be on it because it is not an additive. It's an addictive, excito, neurotoxic, genetically engineered, carcinogenic drug that interacts with drugs and vaccines. And, you know, I sent you a report recently. I had talked to Jerome Bressler 8 years ago when he told me that two studies were missing from the Bressler report, which was an FDA audit on some studies. They were so bad.
Let me point out that Dr. Bressler was a scientist who worked for the FDA.
Right.
And he had prepared a report for them on the dangers of aspartame. But, of course, when the FDA published the report, they deleted important information because they could not let the American people understand that they were poisoning them or giving them substances which produce terrible, terrible cancers. So you go ahead now. What did you learn from Dr. Bressler?
Well, he said it's not complete. He said Dr. Collins' name has been removed, and you've got to try to find him. So Dr. Roberts had written, he also talked to him, as did Dr. Blaylock, and he tried to get it from his congressman, and the FDA told him it was confidential. It was just so bad, they didn't want the people to see it. So after 8 years and trying to find them, we finally did. Dr. Oney had them. And so then when I looked at them and saw how bad they were, I also noticed in a letter from the FDA to Barbara Mularkey that not only were they too bad for the public to see, but they had actually used them as pivotal in the approval of aspartame. And not only did they have these two studies that had been missing and deleted, but they also had the 52-week oral toxicity study they used as pivotal for approval, where they had fed 7 infant monkeys aspartame. 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died. And they actually used that to approve aspartame. So people can get on the website, or they can actually Google it. It's FDA HID studies that damned aspartame.
Well,
and
the FDA is not publishing that, though. You actually are publishing it, aren't you?
Right, right. But that's the title of it, FDA HID studies.
Right,
that
and we have the entire Bressler report, including the hidden studies that we offer to our ministry. But you can get it on the internet at Betty's website, or you can purchase it from us. But it's
that's
there.
That's the title, and we've added it back to the Bressler report. So you'll see a URL, and it'll say Bressler report. And at the very end, you'll be able to read these two studies that should have prevented the approval of aspartame that was actually used in the approval.
And do you want to tell our listeners what those studies were? Because they were really fascinating. I mean, these people are totally wicked, and, under the guise of science, they pervert science. What were the specific studies that they removed?
They were teratology studies. And that's why Dr. Jacqueline Verrett, who testified before Congress in 1987, said that aspartame still had not been proven safe, and there was some question about birth defects. And on these studies, for instance, Dr. Roberts had made a comment about one fetus showing that was hydrocephalic. And as they grow up, they get pseudotumor cerebri, and it's like an edematous brain, you know, with water in it. And he said he had 20 cases, and this helped him understand what aspartame did. And if you remember, Dr. Louis Elsis testified before Congress that he had, at that time, back in 1985, he was a professor of genetics at Emory University, and that he had been in this profession for 25 years, trying to save women from having children with birth defects, and here aspartame was a teratogen and a neurotoxin, and we have his testimony on MPWHI.com, and there is absolutely no warning. So here you see this flood and epidemic of autism and wonder why. And then we get cases like, I think the worst I've ever received was a woman who used Diet Coke through 3 pregnancies and had 3 autistic children. And then, of course, they give them vaccine, and they can get autism from that, plus the aspartame interacts with
Hold
the vaccine.
Hold up. We'll be back here in just a moment here in America.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try GlycoTea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order GlycoTea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini, who's been at this for, 12, 15 years, trying to educate the American people. And, of course, if you have a question for Betty, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But Betty, before we go on, I want you to get out your website and other information so people can contact you and get the excellent information. The Bressler Report is there, and you need to have this information to understand that they are intentionally, purposely destroying the lives, certainly of our children and the American people as a whole. And the people in the FDA know what they're doing. And there are people in the FDA who've come to Betty and said, you know, we can't go public with this, but what you're doing is absolutely right. And they'd like to stop it. It's just that if you work for the FDA and you tell the truth, why, you'll lose your pension, you'll lose your job, and who knows what other consequences would come out of this. But it's only when people retire that they're willing to come forward and speak. As says Dr. Bressler, and the Bressler Report is vitally important. And basically what they did is they did a series of studies on animals, and they were developing brain tumors. So they simply cut out the brain tumors, killed the rats, and then they replaced them with other rats and said, see, there are no problems. All these rats survived. It's something like that. How did that work, Betty?
Well, they excised the brain tumors from the rats, put the rats back in the study, and then they died. Then they resurrected them on paper.
Right.
So that's part of the Bressler Report that did get through. And, you know, if it was cancer or something they didn't want the FDA to see, they just filtered it out. And incidentally, this is another terrible thing about aspartame, is that it's a multi-potential carcinogen, and the FDA knew it all along. And I mean, if you wanted to know the most about aspartame, you would go back to the toxicologist who were there at the time, and that was Dr. Barrett and Dr. Adrian Gross. And on August 1st, 1985, he told the Senate, look, aspartame caused brain tumors and brain cancer, violates the Delaney Amendment, and which says you can't put anything in food you know that causes cancer, and therefore the FDA should never have been allowed to even give an allowable daily intake. And if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public?
And there's nobody.
They knew it back then.
The FDA is not only not protecting the public, it's intentionally harming the public, and that's
right, betraying the public trust.
And basically, that is why they wanted to centralize all power with Washington, D.C. They don't want 50 states. It's hard to bribe all those officials so easy when there's just a few in Washington, D.C., and we've got the finest government officials that money could buy. Well,
incidentally,
let's go ahead and get your
bill going through that has to do with giving the FDA more power that absolutely has to be stopped so we can get aspartame off the market.
We'd be better off without the FDA at all and have state organizations that were looking after our health, because we certainly, in fact, the important thing is you've got to look after your health out there in the radio audience, and that's why we recommend very strongly you get Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. This is not imaginary. It's very important. We use the book regularly. It's like a Bible for my wife. And there are so many of these products that they have out there, like the MSG, and they hide it by changing the name. They don't call it MSG. They call it hydrolyzed protein, natural flavoring. And they've got a whole gamut of things they use to conceal the truth about this deadly poison, and that's what MSG is. It's an excitotoxin that destroys the brain cells. And they will all sorts of names for aspartame, like NutraSweet. Oh, doesn't that sound so good? And what is? But before we get on to the other names, I want you to get out your website, Betty.
Okay, it's www.mpwhi.com, and then we also have www.doorway with one O in the door, DORWAY.com. And if you want a resource guide of all the information on this, and even Splenda and a safe sweetener just like sugar, you could email me at BettyM19@Mindspring.com. So that, and we also have an aspartame information list on mpwhi.com, where you'll get all my emails. And if you have a problem, you can write it on that list, and we'll answer you. and also their detox programs and other ways to help you. So that's something else. That's another resource that we have. And also, as I was talking about this, the fact that aspartame is a carcinogen, you may remember that there have been two Ramazzini studies that showed it a multi-potential carcinogen. And there are so many people coming down with cancer, and it's so epidemic. In fact, I want to let you know, you may want to carry this book, that Dr. Caldwell, Leonard Caldwell, has written a book, The Only Answer to Cancer, and he has cured 35,000 cancer victims, mostly terminal ones. And in that book, I have a chapter on aspartame and cancer that he asked me to write, and I also gave my herbal formula that cured me. So this is also somebody you may want to interview, Dr. Leonard Caldwell. So
I will get in touch with you. What does he utilize to cure people with cancer?
Well, he uses natural remedies, and he is absolutely against chemotherapy, which, as you know, is just a poison. That's what killed my mother, and 25 years to the day of her death. Then I had a nodule in my left breast just like she did, and I used herbs, and it was cured in no time, but chemotherapy and radiation and surgery is what killed my mother, you know, at the age of 50. She died very, very young, and Dr. Caldwell's book is full of information and different things and natural remedies on curing cancer, and he says he can do this in several weeks. So it's in fact, I want you to know that book sold out within 2 weeks, and they're just publishing the second edition. And in it, I sent him the simplified formula. I wrote the herbal formula and scientific terms so that if anything ever happened to me, that the formula would never be lost. And then in this edition, the second edition is actually better, has a simplified formula. And it also tells what the FDA did when they found out about it and how they went to the herbalist home and sprayed not only his land, which is illegal, but different areas around, because they knew that one of the herbs was black snake root. And they wanted to kill it. And they really do not want to cure cancer.
We'll be back in just a moment. We have somebody on the line. We'll take them as soon as we get back. Again, the number 877-254-7754. Care the Americans.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about population control. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in our country. That's why they're poisoning us. That's why the incidence of, why the level of sperm has fallen 50% in men. Why so many men have sexual dysfunction. They're doing this intentionally. They're promoting cancers with aspartame and with so many of the other products that they're putting out there. They know exactly what they're doing, and that's why they're suppressing treatments for cancer. Like I said, here in many states, you know, it's illegal to recommend alternative treatments. Laetrile was an excellent treatment. Certainly, Dr. Brzezinski's treatments. They wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. Why? Because he was saving lives. You need to get, we've got the book, A World Without Cancer. We've got the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. And I'm sure we'll be carrying this other book that Betty's recommending. But who do we have on the line? Somebody who was calling in.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question for Betty. What does she think of xylitol? Is that okay?
Well, xylitol is a sugar alcohol, and Dr. Blaylock used to recommend it, and then he said that there was a study showing some brain damage, and he quit doing it, and sugar alcohols, if you use too much of it anyway, can cause bloating and cramps. But there is a safe sweetener that we do recommend called Just Like Sugar, which is made from food. Dr. Blaylock asked that it be analyzed, and it's just got chicory in it, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and vitamin C, and orange peel, and calcium. And it's all food, no additives, no chemicals. And, in fact, they're going to be getting an award from first congressional award for the first safe sweetener in America. He also got an award from William Shatner on Heartbeat of America, the Just Like Sugar company. So it's usually in Whole Foods. And now they're starting to make cookies and candies because aspartame and sucralose are in them, poisoning our children. So they'll be making pretty soon things like gum, because aspartame gum is one of the most serious products. It works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. So there is a company that has something it's safe. Stevia is safe if it doesn't have any additives in it. In Brazil, they actually add aspartame. But Dr. Blaylock no longer recommends xylitol, and he wrote in three of his newsletters, you know, finally a safe sweetener, just like sugar. So there is something safe out there.
Well, is there any safe chewing gum out there? I mean, I know Wrigley's is strictly off-limits.
Well, what happened with Wrigley's is that in 2004, somebody filed suit against them because they had been told and told and told about how bad it was having aspartame in there going straight to the brain and being a poison. They did nothing about it. And while they got out of the suit, they turned right around and put aspartame in all but two of its products, and even added sucralose, which is chlorocarbon poison, and a sulfine potassium, which caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And they blended all these together. And so it is very difficult. That's why Just Like Sugar people are going to be making gum, to find gum that just has sugar in it. And people had been using the xylitol, which just didn't have that much in it. You know, wasn't as bad, but like Dr. Blaylock says, it causes brain damage, so not to use it.
Well, I was chewing Bazooka because it, you know, I read the label and it didn't have any you know, artificial sweeteners, and I can't find it anymore. But I chew Double Bubble, but I'm not sure about that. So I just kind of, I like chew gum. I just kind of wonder, is there any chewing gum out there where you can buy that's not going to hurt you?
Well, And incidentally, I meant to tell you that Wrigley sold to Mars. So Wrigley, you know, is now part of the Mars Candy. And I asked Mars if they had aspartame in their products, and they said they're Mars bar under natural flavors. So we also have to tell people to stay away from anything that says natural or artificial flavors, because that's where they had MSG and aspartame.
Yeah,
so I know it's hard to find just plain old sugar, which has nothing else in it, but that's basically what you have to do.
Sugar
and there
is
are
good
two
for you, but the others are
right
at least it's not a carcinogen, at least it won't destroy your immune system. So try to limit your sugar intake as well, but you're better off with sugar as bad as it is than with the other poisons. Anything else you want to
Well, we got another problem with that. You know, they've genetically engineered the sugar beets, and that's 90% of all refined sugar. There's sugar cane, but you got to be careful about that.
Right. They've actually genetically modified that. Monsanto has been up to their old tricks, putting the genes in there that, of course, so that they can use the Roundup. And those, Chris, when you take that, you can actually get the gene actually into the bacteria in your gut, and you begin turning out this poisonous substance.
And
ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today. High government officials know it. It's all about population control, in my estimation. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go, caller?
No, I'll hang up now, I guess. Thanks a lot.
All right, God bless. Well, you got about a minute to wrap up this morning's program, Betty.
Okay, well, we hope people will get involved, and also on our website, and the resource guide that we have is how to get aspartame out of your state. The bills have already been written, the anti-aspartame bill and the resolution, so that we can help people do that. And if they'll just get on the aspartame information list on mpwhi.com, they can keep up to date. And during this time when people write letters and send cards, they can send out, you know, information and warn their family and friends throughout the country or the world, you know, about it and save a life today.
And, of course, if we could get the aspartame out of one state, why we get it out of all of them and end the scourge attack on the very people of America. Betty Martini, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
York. Our guest this morning, of course, was Betty Martini. We do have two four-tape sets on aspartame. We do carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. That's Dr. Blaylock's book, or if you can remember the title, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have Dr. Roberts' great big 1,000-page book, Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic, or his smaller book. And then we have two DVDs. One's called Sweet Remedy, and the other's called Sweet Misery. If you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy DVD. You need to get this information, and then you need to put it into its proper context. If you haven't heard my talk, Planned Population Reduction, or Nandare Collagenocide, they're both available on DVD from Radio Liberty, all by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you need, of course, to get our material on cancer. They sent me the book, A World Without Cancer, by Ed Griffin, going into Laetrile and the cover-up, and the fact that Sloan Kettering intentionally doctored the studies there to show that Laetrile didn't work when they knew it worked, but they did not want a treatment for cancer. And I know that is true because Dr. Dean Burke was the number one man in chemotherapy at the National Cancer Institute of NIH, personally told me that was true. And then you need to get the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We carry it. They wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. Why? Because he was curing people of cancer, or at least stopping its growth. And we have a four-tape set on this. You need to get this information, ladies and gentlemen. You need to help us get it out. And then if you haven't given serious consideration to helping us by getting a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And when you get a case, the books are only $250 each. 60 books for $149.95. It will help us, but it will help you to reach others with an understanding of the satanic nature of the forces aligned against humanity today. So if you're interested in getting a case of the books, $149.95, plus shipping, will get you a case of the books, and then we'll, you said, you can hand them out, you can give them out, you can sell them for whatever you want to sell them for. But help us inform the American people, because we're involved in a life and death struggle against people who worship Satan, and they really are people, some of the wealthiest people in the world today and in the past have been in his camp, working against humanity, taking us into wars, and believe me, they're planning another massive war, this time with Iran. It's going to be a nuclear war. They're conditioning us to hate the Muslims and hate the Iranians and hate the wicked Ahmadinejad, who's simply playing his part. Of course, as we remember, it was the American CIA that put the mullahs in power back in 79. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Oh, incidentally, the CDs on our conference are now available. That was the conference we had in October. You can get them separately or all together in a set for $35.95 plus shipping. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until, well, tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asks, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA.